In drugstores across the country, pharmacists complain about what doctors scrawl on prescriptions. Doctors are famously messy, often unreadable. In Omaha, a hospital has issued an order, "Physician, heal thy handwriting." Here's NPR's Alex Chadwick.
We saw this story in the Omaha World Herald. At Methodist and Children's Hospital there, doctors with especially bad handwriting will be required to take lessons. Administrators say the plan is meant to avoid medical mistakes and even lawsuits. But as doctors are known for poor penmanship, they are also super status authority figures. And who would you send to correct such a person? Well, how about a retired elementary teacher, like Katie Adams, who is about to begin giving remedial writing lessons? Her first scheduled pupils, she says, are actually volunteering.
I am asking the first doctor to bring me a handwriting sample, and I will do some diagnostic work on where I think the problems might be in the handwriting sample, and then each session will be geared to trying to remediate those problems.
So you're not going to make them sit at small wooden desks and do drills for an hour or so?
No, definitely not. What I need to do is try to help them figure out why the handwriting is so sloppy. Maybe it's just speed, or maybe it's forgetting some of the strokes. Who knows?
I wonder if handwriting is repairable, as you say. You say you're going to try to repair some of these. Is it something that can be fixed?
Oh, definitely. There are lots of things that you can do to help people. When I was teaching school, many times the handwriting became poor when speed entered the picture, and I have a feeling that that might be at the crux of the problem, and so we're going to try to help them slow up a little bit. It could be that I might have them revert to a manuscript, which is the print form of cursive writing, which makes you slow up a little bit. The other issue, when I look at prescriptions that I've gotten from doctors, is that they write so small, and it could be that we're going to have to have them practice increasing their size of the cursive writing.
Ms. Adams, what grades did you teach when you were a teacher?
I taught primary grades, first, second, and third, and I also taught special ed.
Well, first, second, and third, that is when one learns to form letters and to write. But these writers are much older than that. These are all professional people in their, I would guess, 30s, 40s, 50s. That must be a different kind of challenge for a teacher.
Well, I think it is a different challenge when you're working with adults, but I think the nice thing here is that these doctors have volunteered and they're asking for some help.
Are you going to be handing out grades, Ms. Adams? What are you going to do to encourage them to do a good job?
Well, just like we do with the kids, we give a lot of positive reinforcement and hope that they'll do some practicing on their own and really concentrate when they're writing those prescriptions.
Homework and gold stars.
Yes, lots of gold stars. Lots of positive reinforcement.
Katie Adams is a retired school teacher in Omaha. That's with a big round O and a row of symmetrical humps for the M and those perfect looping ovals that make textbook A's bracketing the buttressed line of the H formed straight and true as a Roman column. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.